often I will say often, occasionally, I'll go on a nice trip. I consider a luxury trip to a very nice spot. And a lot of money is saved because either there are a lot of people and there are bulk deals, or somebody's already taken care of the trip, the boat, the nice, I call it a mansion, the nice, whatever it is. But the point is, I get a chance to be a beneficiary of very nice trips at times. And, you know, I talk to people who make a lot more money than I do. And not because I know, we just throw money numbers around, and I look at their W-2 and their pay stubs, but I can just tell. Like, you know when somebody works for a Fortune 500, Fortune 100, a Silicon Valley company, you kind of get an idea and see their lifestyle. And that's not to say that everybody pays things with the money that they have rather than the money that they borrow, but you kind of get an idea. So suffice to say, most of the time I talk to people who I know, I'm convinced, make much more money. They have more money, but they have less fulfillment. And I guess this is more of an observation rather than advice, because I do think there are some guys in the basketball training business who do it just for, a lot of people who do it for the love, do it for the enjoyment, and don't care about the money, sometimes to their detriment. Some rather the legacy, some have purpose, some want just the ego of being able to say that they're the person, they're the man, they are the woman. There are a lot of different motives here, but that doesn't negate the fact that money actually is important and it is needed, especially if this is the main job that a basketball trainer has or does. And I'm just sending this out here. It's Friday. It's Finance Friday, but it's also Fulfillment Friday. I'm going to probably coin that too, because I like a good alliteration. And I'm hoping everybody who's out there is fulfilled in what they do and not discouraged. Sometimes I get there too, not discouraged in wanting to make as much as someone else or wanting to do as well as somebody else. Just keep in mind, like, somebody may be doing better, but then financially, somebody may be making more financially. You may have taken a huge pay cut to do basketball training, but I can't tell you how often I talk to people who are in the same boat. They take a half of a pay cut to do something that's more fulfilling. They make a lot of money, but they have very little enjoyment in what they do, very little purpose in what they do. And literally, we are in the business of changing kids' lives and making an impact on them and what they do and molding who they really are, honestly. So that can't be overlooked. And this is a very quick episode, but I do believe there's a way to have both, to be very fulfilled and very taken care of financially. And I do think one is a consequence of the other one. I do think the fulfillment and fulfillment of yourself personally, but also fulfilling the role and the duty and the doing a great freaking job of training kids and changing lives, I do think that leads and has a consequence of more finances and financial reward. So I hope that's true in your life. I hope that is becoming true if it's not true right now. And I thank you all for listening to this podcast, and just want to reiterate, don't be discouraged if you are not making as much as you want to or plan to. I hope you continue to do a great job, change lives, and I hope that listening to this podcast or getting the playbook or being a continuous student is something that helps you to get to where you want to be financially. Because I just think the more we're taken care of, not selfish, not greedy, but the more we're taken care of, the more we can give back, the more we can do. And hopefully that's your motive. I know it's mine. Of course I want to do nice things. Of course I want to be able to travel and do stuff like that. But man, to have an abundance to give to every charitable cause, to every person who, I'm not saying give scholarships across the board, but just to have more so you can do more and help more, I think that's fire. I think that's fire. And I hope that you are on that route of being profitable before philanthropic, but definitely not on track to forget about the philanthropy piece of it. So have a great day. Have a great weekend. Enjoy watching the games this weekend. And I will talk to you guys on the next podcast episode. Yo, hope hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.